This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The number of deaths worldwide from COVID-19 virus is creeping up on 200,000, while the number of infections has surpassed 2.8 million. The United States has about a quarter of the deaths at 52,000, and the number of infections is nearly 1 million. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the nation's successes in controlling the coronavirus pandemic Friday in the shortest White House briefing since the COVID-19 outbreak began. Speaking to reporters in the briefing room, he said that there has been significant progress over the past 7 days. He says, "We're opening the country. Very exciting to see. We have a lot of talent involved, from governors down to people that just stand there and help you with the doors. There's been tremendous talent involved and tremendous spirit from the country." The president went on to say that 18 states are showing a decline in the number of COVID positive tests. And nationwide, the percentage of positive tests is also down. He said half of all Americans are living in states that are working to reopen their economies. And Mr. Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Steve Horn spoke for just 21 minutes before ending the briefing without taking any questions from the media. Even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from the coronavirus soared past 52,000, the U.S. states of Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alaska began loosening lockdown orders Friday on their pandemic-wounded businesses, despite warnings from health experts that the gradual steps toward normalcy might be happening too soon. Governors in Georgia and Oklahoma allowed salons, spas, and barbershops to reopen, while Alaska opened the way for restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses to open their doors, all with limitations. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The latest coronavirus-related demonstration is in the state of Wisconsin by right-wing groups protesting against measures to contain the coronavirus. Hundreds of protesters rallied outside the State House Friday in one of the largest such events in recent days. The state of California is partnering with the federal government to provide meals for seniors during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Gavin Newsom said Friday a qualifying senior could get up to $66 per day for 3 taxpayer-funded meals at local restaurants that meet certain criteria. To qualify, an individual can make up to $75,000 a year and must have either been exposed to the virus, have a high risk for exposure, or a compromised immune system. The program will be paid mainly by the federal government. Newsom said he expects millions will qualify. If 2 million people sign up and get all 3 meals a day, the price tag would be $4 billion a month, according to the figures. Several world powers, including United Kingdom, France, Germany, and South Africa, joined with the World Health Organization, has dubbed a landmark collaboration to fight the new coronavirus pandemic. The initiative is designed to accelerate work on tests, drugs, and vaccines against COVID-19 and to share them around the globe. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is quoted as saying, "Our shared commitment is to ensure all people have access to all the tools to defeat the COVID-19. Notable absences from world leaders included Australia, China, and the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump recently suspended funding for the U.N. agency after claiming that the WHO was slow to react to the crisis and called them China-centric. But a spokesman earlier told Reuters that although not attending the launch, the United States was determined to lead on global health matters. Cases of new coronavirus are overwhelming hospitals, morgues, and cemeteries across Brazil as Latin America's largest nation veers closer to becoming one of the world's pandemic hotspots. Medical officials in Rio de Janeiro and at least 4 other major cities have warned that their hospital systems are on the verge of collapse. We're already too overwhelmed to take on any more patients. Health experts expect the number of infections in the country of 211 million people will be much higher than what has been reported because of insufficient delayed testing. Meanwhile, President Jair Bolsonaro has shown no sign of wavering from his insistence that the COVID-19 virus is a relatively minor disease and that broad social distancing measures are not needed to stop it. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.